Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, global tribe of disruptors. I'm Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics. Today's show is episode 112, and today's episode is called Appreciate. You can catch all 111 previous episodes on Podomatic and iTunes, Dudes of Disruption. You are listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. I'm Coach Nick, author, speaker, and facilitator around transformational and leadership topics, and a committed disruptor. Why we're here? To awaken humanity so everyone, and I mean everyone, gets to leave their mark. I deliver transformation and disruption in the areas of leadership development, corporate culture, team dynamics, and personal development. And one of my favorite things I get to do all the time is the Dudes of Disruption Men's Group here in New York City. If you're interested in checking out the Dudes Men's Group, email me at coachnick@coachnick.com. And the Dudes also have a social action group, which supports people in getting on the court around politics. We've got an event in New York City on November 6th. It's called Cocktails with Conviction. If you want to know more about Cocktails with Conviction, email me at coachnick@coachnick.com. Today's show is Appreciate. According to Gallup, which is a leading company around recognition, appreciation, around culture engagement, around people development, according to Gallup, 22 million people in the U.S., 22 U.S. employees, or another way said, 70% of the U.S. workforce is actively disengaged or extremely negative in their workplace. Now, actively disengaged, what that means is imagine if you're on a rowboat and you've got 10 people on a rowboat, that means at least 2 to 3 of those people are actually poking holes in the boat. That's dangerous. That's really dangerous if you're on a rowboat out on a river or out in the ocean, right? This actually costs the U.S. economy up to $300 billion a year in productivity when folks are that disengaged. And one of the main ingredients to change this trend is the art of appreciation. We're going to discuss the importance and the role that appreciating, acknowledging, and recognizing people and teams creates, both at work with your teams and colleagues and at home with your family and friends. I have in studio with me, and you may hear his voice from time to time, Sam Leibowitz. He's a great friend.
From time to time.
So, Sam, thank you. Welcome to the podcast.
Always a pleasure, Nick. Always a pleasure.
So, Sam, we start every podcast with a quote.
I know that, dude.
And today's quote is, "And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make."
Ah, John Lennon.
Yes, the Beatles. The Beatles. Do you know what album that's from?
Is it Abbey Road or
close? You're in the same year.
Yeah,
I believe it's the same year. The White Album.
Oh, the White Album.
Yes.
Ah.
And the name of the song is The End. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Or another way said, what you give and give out or put out is what you will get back or what you will receive. What does that sentiment mean to you, Sam? The love you take is equal to the love you make. In the context of this conversation called Appreciate.
Well, I mean, to me, it's always about sort of the energy we bring to whatever situation we're engaging in.
Yes.
Like, that sets the tone. So if you want more fun in your life, you got to create more fun energy. If
right.
you want to be more excited, you bring more excited energy to
right.
it. So it's what we bring. The more love we bring, the more appreciation we bring, the more appreciation we feel.
Awesome. So this episode was inspired by a conversation I had recently when I was coaching an executive, a senior VP at a large organization. And this is a senior VP who manages thousands of people. Okay, mm-hmm. I won't give too many details to protect the innocent. He's highly regarded in his organization. He's, in fact, I would say he's the darling of his organization.
Oh.
He's overseeing thousands of people. And I shared with him a quick story, which was, you know, I run this leadership development program. And I run it at several different locations. In fact, I run it at a half a dozen different locations for this organization. And I shared with him how I was doing an exercise around respect. And I asked participants in each of the 6 locations, I said, You know, tell me a person who represents respect. Tell me a person who, when you think of respect, who that might be and what impact that has on you. And in each of the six locations, at least one, if not two participants, and this is, you know, room full of about 25, 30 leaders, in each of the six locations, at least one or two people mention this person's name.
Oh.
And I shared this with this senior VP the other day. I said, you know, I want you to know the impact that you're having on the organization. I mean, you can't make this up. You have six different locations, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 people in six different locations all over the tri-state area saying that you represent respect and how much they appreciate and how you make them feel and what impact that has on their lives. And as I'm sharing this with him, this is a senior VP, darling of the organization. He has tears coming down his face.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I realized, Sam, in that moment that there's always an opportunity to appreciate, to acknowledge, and to recognize someone, regardless of who you are, what your title is, what your role is, how long you've been in an organization, how successful you're being in that moment in time, like he is, right? That everybody needs to be appreciated and to be acknowledged.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter whether it's you appreciating a boss or a boss appreciating you. You know, we sometimes have a tendency of like, well, he's my boss. What do I have to appreciate them for? But you know what? You know, it doesn't matter like where you are in the org chart. Everybody craves appreciation.
Yes, exactly. So Sam, there was a survey. Now, why don't people do it? Okay. Why don't leaders, why don't people recognize, right? So there was a survey that was done, a study that was done by Harvard Business Review. And they asked why leaders don't respect employees,
right?
Which is, you know, appreciation is sits inside of respect, in the experience of respect.
Yeah.
And the survey from these leaders said, what do you think the number one reason was why leaders have a hard time respecting employees and appreciating employees?
Why they say they have a hard time. Because they don't feel the employees live up to their standards or something like that?
Okay, that's a great reason. I've got one, I think, better.
Okay.
That leaders are too busy to be nice. That's what came out of the survey as the number one reason.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
That's ridiculous.
People are too busy to be nice?
Yeah. You know, it's like, that's the grease that makes the wheels go so much smoother.
I know.
How much more can we get done when people are being appreciated? Because they're going to be more productive.
Yes.
Things are going to happen easier and flow smoother when the appreciation is there.
And listen, for those of you who are busy, and if you're a leader in an organization, you're a leader of your family, you're a leader in a community, part of some community group, I get it. You're busy, right? You're playing a big game in the world, right?
Right.
You know, your reach is expanding, and that's still not an excuse that you're too busy.
I would like to know who's not busy these
days. Exactly.
I have yet to hear anybody say, oh, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. I have not heard that in years, decades.
Exactly. And here's the thing. If you're busy, if you're a leader and you're busy, right? Just as an example.
Right.
This is why it's such a silly sentiment, because if you're a leader and you're running a staff meeting or a town hall meeting, you're in the meeting itself, so you're busy because you're scheduled in that meeting.
Right.
Look for opportunities to acknowledge people.
Right.
Look for opportunities to say nice job to someone or to a group that's performing or working on a particular project or initiative. You're in the meeting for an hour or two anyhow.
Right.
Look for those opportunities rather than berating people or ignoring them or ignoring the fact that some accomplishments have been made. So I think that's a really silly sentiment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is don't make the meeting all about you.
Yes.
Because there is everybody else there is contributing their time as well to be in that meeting.
Exactly.
So that acknowledgement that you're talking about is so important. Yet I hear so often the criticisms of like, oh my God, the manager came in and he just talked through half the meeting and it was like nobody was even there.
Which actually takes away from people.
Exactly.
Right? So why don't people do it? So one is based on a survey from Harvard Business Review that said that leaders are too busy to be nice. Okay? So that's the first disruption that we want to disrupt tonight. The second is when I do leadership development programs, the second sentiment that I get most common as to why leaders won't recognize, and by the way, even though we're maybe focused slightly on business, you can apply this to your family,
absolutely,
to your friends, in your community. Right. Leaders will say to me, well, I feel uncomfortable recognizing people too much because then they might not work as hard. Or
what?
They, yes, this is what I hear from people.
Jeez.
This is what I hear from people.
This is amazing. This is like, I mean, to me, hearing this, it sounds like such a warped perception of reality to me.
Leaders will say to me, I swear, Sam, leaders will say to me that they worry that if they recognize their team members and or colleagues, for that matter, too much, that people will take advantage of them and expect things like a bigger raise now because you've been right. acknowledging well, me.
You see, now that is I think, where something I can appreciate, where, yeah, if you recognize them, it's like, okay, great. So does that mean I get a raise on my next review?
Right.
Because if I'm doing such a good job, then it should be recognized in my paycheck.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, if there's somebody who's afraid of someone saying that, to me, that's an indication that they're actually not really appreciating their employees.
Correct.
Because if the employee feels that way,
yes.
that means that they're not really being paid what they're worth.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. And by the way, this is not about giving out trophies
right.
for coming in last place. That's not the kind of recognition right. that I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about sincerely appreciating someone or a group's efforts, appreciating what someone's unique talents are, right? I believe also, I think what leaders don't get sometimes is that if you want to be good at giving people constructive feedback,
mm-hmm.
you want to, you know, if you want to be good at giving people corrective behavior, mm-hmm. Feedback around correcting certain behaviors, then you have to balance it
right.
with positive feedback.
Right. Right,
with
right,
recognition right. and appreciation. Because if you're only catching people doing the wrong things, then you create resentment.
Right.
You create a lack of trust. You create a lack of safety in the relationship.
Right, because then you feel like, oh my God, I can't do anything right. All
exactly.
this person ever does is pick on the things I do wrong. They never
exactly.
notice when I do anything right. But I want to get back to that idea of the money, because it also reminded me, there was a study done, and I forget if it was, I don't think it was a Harvard study, it was maybe Wharton Business School or something, where they actually found that what motivated employees more than money
yes.
was recognition.
Yes. Well, according to Gallup, the number one reason, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, and that's okay because
okay.
you just reminded me of this, the number one reason that people leave their jobs is because they don't
right.
feel appreciated.
Right.
To, that's
right.
your point, Sam.
Right. But I also want to disrupt that notion that if I appreciate people, they're going to ask for more money.
Yes.
Because if, from what I remember from the study, it said that people will actually work harder for you for the recognition than they will for the dollars.
Yes.
Like, you know, we always have a tendency to think that, like, okay, well, if I dangle a bonus in front of somebody, that if you work hard enough, you'll get, you know, this much extra money at the end of the project, that actually what will motivate them more is knowing that they'll be recognized
yes.
for the effort they put into.
Listen, why this is also silly and it needs to be disrupted, Sam, is because if someone is doing something well, they're displaying right. a behavior that works. Why the heck would you not want to reinforce that behavior
right.
and share with your team or individual the impact that it's making, the contribution that it's making? Because guess what? If you recognize and appreciate that behavior,
right.
they're going to do more of it. That's what people basically do.
Right.
Especially if you're the leader or you're the parent in the family, people right. want to please the leader.
Right. Right.
I've got a shout out here from someone on Facebook, someone
awesome.
From my men's group, Nick. And he says one of the best strategies I've seen to show intention behind recognizing others came from a school that would lead off their faculty meetings with shout outs, which, by the way, we do the same thing in our men's group.
Oh, cool.
And I mentioned that we have a men's group here in New York City. We
yes.
meet twice a month. If you're interested, Coach Nick at CoachNick.com. In our men's group, we start every meeting with recognizing individuals in the group who have been living our higher purpose. And it's an
right.
opportunity for people to actually acknowledge others who are living out on that skinny branch, who are
yeah.
actually excelling and modeling and role modeling the behaviors that make a difference,
right.
that actually are aligned with the higher purpose of the organization.
Right. You know, I have a question for you, Nick. I'm curious about something in relation to this. I'm curious what kind of feedback you get from your clients when it comes to younger employees, like that quote-unquote millennial generation.
Yes.
In terms of appreciation, because my understanding is like the millennials are so sort of free-spirited
yes.
that if they're not appreciated, if they don't feel that appreciation like within a couple of months, like they'll be gone and you'll
Absolutely.
Never even know what happened.
Absolutely. That's culture. Culture eats strategies breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long,
yeah.
especially with the millennial audience that you're describing.
Right.
In fact, one of the best ways to recognize and acknowledge and appreciate someone of that audience, and again, I'm making a bit of a generalization
right.
based on my experience in working with teams with folks who are in that millennial segment, one of the best ways to recognize them is to actually include them in your initiatives around building a stronger culture. Include them in developing your core values. Okay. Include them in developing your mission, your vision, and your higher purpose. Because they want to work in a purpose-driven company. Millennials right. really believe in their heart of hearts that they can actually change the world.
Yes.
And that's awesome because yeah. we need people who still believe that, who want to get on the court
right.
and make a difference. And so recognition shows up in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And most often, it's not just money. Money usually is, you know, comes second or third.
Right.
Part of what people want to be recognized is to be included.
Right.
So the disruption again today in this episode is that you're never too busy to be nice to people, and that you can never acknowledge people enough. You can never build people up enough, and that people will not take advantage of you. That is completely right. that's completely bogus. So that's the disruption off the bat.
Right.
Now, there's some fast facts that I found from a study that this gentleman, David Clifton, did with some colleagues from Gallup, who I mentioned a few moments ago. He mentioned that the number one reason people leave their jobs is because they don't feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of money,
mm-hmm.
not because of professional development
mm-hmm.
or training,
mm-hmm.
right, or feedback from their boss, but mm-hmm. because they're not appreciated. By the way, it's that simple sometimes, especially for those of you who get caught up in your fancy strategies and business planning and budget planning and retreats. Appreciate people before you go on your retreat, or you buy your team's pizza, or you send the swag bags at home for your new hires. Make sure you have a culture of appreciation. Here's some more fun facts from David Clifton's study. 65%, this blows my mind. 65% of Americans received no recognition in the workplace last year. Are
wow.
you kidding me? Are you kidding
wow.
me? 65% of Americans have not received any recognition. Bad bosses, according to this study, could increase their risk of stroke by 33%, according to Gallup.
Wow. Oh my God.
Again, when you talk about when you have a culture of appreciation, engagement goes through the roof, because actually people's right. well-being is through the roof.
Right. But you know what? That statistic aligns perfectly with the other statistic, that like something like 70% of employees are actively disengaged
yes.
with their job.
Yes.
So if 65% aren't getting recognized, 70% are not getting recognized, and 70% are going to be actively disengaged. It makes perfect sense.
And they're poking holes in the rowboat to
yeah.
sink your boat. Here's some more, Sam. 9 out of 10 people say they are more productive when they're around positive people. So again, for those of you who are really focused on your business planning, your budget planning, your strategy planning, guess what? Make sure there are positive people in your environment. Because the other study that they found, according to Gallup, is that negative employees can scare off every single customer they speak with for good.
Yeah.
Now think
yeah.
about that.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the impact of that.
Absolutely.
And one more on the well-being side, extending longevity. They say increasing positive emotions, creating a positive experience for employees, could lengthen lifespan by 10 years.
Ooh.
I mean, how much more proof do
yeah.
you need around the importance of appreciating? Gallup also found that individuals who receive regular recognition and praise increase their individual productivity, increase engagement among their colleagues, have better safety records and fewer accidents on the job, are more likely to stay with the organization longer, receive higher loyalty and satisfaction scores from customers.
Wow.
I mean, how much more proof? And
right.
I am telling you, I have run programs around appreciation and around the importance of giving positive feedback. And I'm telling you, I generally spend 15 to 20 to 30 minutes having to convince leaders the importance and the role that it plays. And I will read
wow.
all these statistics, and people will still look at me and like I have four heads because I think they think they can't be that simple.
Right.
It has to be the fancy process or the fancy spreadsheet or the fancy
yeah,
branding that we have
yeah.
and the fancy new website. And by the way, those are all important.
Sure.
And guess what? Your people are your number one asset.
Absolutely.
And everybody wants to be appreciated. Listen, if you come to my home on my mantle, I still have a baseball from when I was 12 years old, Sam. It's from my coach. It says, Nikki Babe, great game. Mm-hmm. 13 strikeouts.
Wow.
You know, won the game, right? Uh-huh. And I still have it because it's a reminder, especially on a rainy day, if you will, right? Metaphorically, on those rainy days that we all have. Right. And it could be a rainy moment, a rainy meeting, a rainy hour, or a rainy week for that for that matter. I go back to that baseball because it was a moment in time where I excelled. I did something I wasn't supposed to do. And it's a reminder of my greatness. It's a reminder of my uniqueness. It's a reminder of my contribution. And so that's why when I read statistics like 65% of Americans this past year received no recognition, shame on you for the leaders of those companies.
Absolutely.
Because I bet you they spent a lot of time and a lot of money coming up with some fancy strategies and business plans and product development plans. Here's a clue for you all. Appreciate your people. Right? I mean, now what are some ways to acknowledge some people? Okay. Now I want to share some. I want to get your perspective as well, Sam.
Okay.
This is how simple it can be. Studies say that two of the most impactful sentiments that make a difference for people and create a positive emotion is using the words or saying the words, thank you and please. I know you're laughing.
Just having good manners.
Just having good manners. Now, why do you think thank you and please goes a long way in filling people's tanks up?
I forget who said it. There's some famous author once said that good manners are the lubricant that keeps civilization together.
Okay.
You know, that it's those little things. You know, people always think it's got to be some big gesture,
yes,
some huge thing. But it's the little day-to-day stuff that makes the biggest difference.
Exactly. The other reason why please and thank you are so important is because since we were little people,
right,
you know, 2-3 feet high, if you will, you know, from the time that we can remember talking, in our culture here in the U.S., we're brought up to say please and thank you.
Right.
And we have a positive association with those words.
Right.
So I'm always, every email I send out, I shouldn't say all every email, that would be unfair, but most of my emails start and end with thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending this. Thank you for replying. Thank you for the information. I close my email with a thank you. I'm constantly saying please because I know that it has an impact on people. That's a form of recognition, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a form of appreciation, being grateful to somebody for getting something done, right?
Right.
Here's another way to acknowledge people. And again, that has nothing to do with money. Expanding someone's responsibilities.
Oh, okay.
And expanding someone's responsibilities could also just mean, hey, would you want to lead this meeting for me, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you want to mentor this new hire for me?
Right. It doesn't have to be something big and burdensome. It can be something small that just gives them some little bit of additional authority and some capacity,
yes,
to make them feel like they're trusted.
Exactly. It could also be another way to acknowledge folks that has nothing to do with money is including them in a process or in an initiative or in a project or a meeting. Right. I had two leaders come out of a meeting and come to my office and say, hey, we're going to be working on a particular initiative around culture in our organization. Mm-hmm. And we thought of you as one of the key people, one of the first people. That made my week. That filled up my tank.
Yeah.
What people want. Listen, if people in your organization are acting out, it's because their tank is empty.
Yeah.
That's why people are acting out. That's why people don't listen to you at times.
Right.
And they've tuned you out because they only hear from you most often when you're catching them doing the wrong thing.
Right.
Or when you're disappointed in them. And so that empties their tank. And so if you want, when somebody comes to me and says, "Hey, we just had a meeting about culture and we're planning to roll out a new initiative." And you're including me. My tank is all filled up.
Right.
All filled up. Let me also share this one. As far as acknowledging folks, you know, asking people questions about their personal life, you know, how their kids are doing or something that they're working on outside of work, right? It could be a community project, some initiative that they're engaged in, remembering important facts, right? Remembering that, you know, that their mom or their parent, you know, may be sick or they were in the hospital. How are they doing? That's a form of acknowledgement.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful one, and I really want to compliment you on that one because it's so important because, first of all, it takes the effort to actually find out about a person.
Yes.
To understand that they're a human being, that their whole life is not just coming into the office 8 yes. hours a day doing this work. Yes. That they have a whole life outside of it.
Yes.
And understanding, like, hey, you know, are their kids in Little League? You know,
exactly.
Are they having a problem with their aging parents? You know, how's their family doing? Whatever. Or maybe they're involved in a nonprofit, a volunteer exactly. or something. So when you learn about somebody's life,
yes.
and then you check in with them about it,
yes.
then it makes them feel like you see them as a whole human being.
And yes, and for those of you out there who are all about the results, right? Great. Be all about the results. Because if you engage people like the way you just described, Sam, by checking in about how little Johnny's doing in Little League or how they're doing in school or how that parent-teacher conference went when they know you are nervous about it, you will get the results. So for those of you, especially those of you out there who are bottom-line driven and say this is too much of a touchy-feely conversation, shame on you. Disrupt that conversation and that right. thought, because that's that. What that is revealing is that you're uncomfortable appreciating and recognizing and acknowledging. And that's okay. That's okay to be uncomfortable with it. That's not an excuse not to do it, because recognition produces results. The question for our audience for this podcast is, what's your eye on as it relates to the people around you? Is your eye on catching them doing the wrong things, or is your eye on catching them doing the right things? What's your eye on? Because whatever your eye on is exactly what's going to show up. Now, you can check out the dudes on social media throughout the week for quotes, for disruptive conversation and upcoming events. The Dudes of Disruption are on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Dudes of Disruption. You can follow us on Twitter, DOD Talk Radio. You can also find me personally, Coach Nick NYC. If you're interested in one-on-one coaching with me, you can email me at coachnick@coachnick.com. Our podcast is available on Podomatic and on iTunes. We're going to be going to our parting shots. Sam, would you like to partake in our parting shot?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, absolutely. Great. And my parting shot is, remember, people are all human beings. If you like something, that means the other people in your organization like that same thing. If
yes.
you like being appreciated, they like being appreciated too.
Awesome. My parting shot is, when I was vice president of sales many years ago for a technology company, I had about 300 people reporting to me. And our number one sales guy was in our San Francisco office. Okay, just this little background. So I went to my CEO and said, look, for our top salespeople, our top 10 salespeople, I want you to write them a handwritten note.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And he said, you've got to be nuts. I've got especially these top 10 salespeople are making a ton of money. So they're already recognized. Have you heard some other sentiment like that, which is your yeah. paycheck should be your recognition?
Yeah.
That's really what he was actually saying, by the
yeah,
way. That's code
yeah,
for
yeah.
they should
yeah,
be
yeah.
happy with what they're making. And he was right in the sense that they weren't making a lot of dough.
Right, right.
And I said to him, and I won't say name, give his name just to protect the innocent again. I said to him, I said, trust me, it will go a long way. And he said, you're crazy. It's not going to make a difference. We're a startup company going public. They have tons of options. They're making tons of money. So I finally said, how about this? How about I write the handwritten notes and you sign it and your assistant mails it from your office? So we agreed to that. Okay. Fast forward 10 months. He's visiting our San Francisco office. He walks into the office, and the number one sales guy out of 300 people in the country is waiting for him at the door. And our CEO walks in, and he is, you know, wanting to talk to this top salesperson about a new technology and a new feature that we're developing. And he's like, "That's all great, but I want to show you something." And he drags him to his office,
mm-hmm.
and he goes to the CEO, "Look," and up on the wall, he sees 9 handwritten notes from the last 9 months.
Wow.
And my CEO says, excuse me, and he goes outside and he calls me on his cell phone and he says, Nick, I now believe in the power of the handwritten note. Listen, the purpose for appreciating people is because it, especially for you leaders who also are in the business of keeping people accountable, which you should, and by keeping them accountable, sometimes you have to give them constructive feedback. If you want to give people constructive feedback, you must appreciate them as well. There's a principle out there called the Losada principle, which is a ratio of 3-1. So for every time you give somebody constructive feedback, you need to give them 3 times positive feedback. Gallup says their ratio is 5-1. 5 positive interactions for every 1 negative interaction. What they're both saying, Gallup and Losada, what they're basically saying is that relationships are like bank accounts. You need to keep making deposits in the relationship account because every once in a while you're going to have to take some money out. And the money that you take out is when you have to give somebody constructive feedback, right? You must do both. And lastly, O.C. Tanner and Gallup, who are leading companies in the business of recognition, they say recognize people at a minimum every 7 days because that's what builds people up. That's what creates trust. That's what creates psychological safety in your relationships. That's what makes the world a better place. So I will leave you with catch people doing the right things. You've been listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. I've had my guest, Sam Leibowitz. You can find our podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic. If you want individual coaching ever, you can email me at coachnick@coachnick.com. If you want to come as a guest to our men's group, email me at the same place. And we end every podcast episode with a Dr. Seuss quote. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.